FDA and the Ad Council.
Monday the 13th, a lucky day for you. Lucky you, if you didn't get out in that snowstorm all across the Midwest. You'll notice, cleverly, those of you who have been listening to the program for a while, that I am not at the studios of WELW in Cleveland, because I said on Saturday to Bob, I'm like, really, be crazy? You're not going to drive into this thing. We end up in one town, stuck there for 3 days. Not that I wouldn't like to be stuck, but I have to be in Arizona for Friday.
Yeah, really.
So, not going to get stuck. And this is very disappointing.
Stuck in a hotel room with Bob. You and Bob in a motel room.
Yeah. And Charlotte.
In a storm.
And Charlotte.
And Charlotte.
Bob and Doug and Charlotte.
Yeah, that wasn't going to work.
In the no-tell motel. Yeah.
And a pizza bologna.
Hey, Charlotte, do you have any sixes? Go fish.
I don't think I've ever played cards with Bob, as long as I've known him. That's quite a story. He and I have been friends for 42 years. Worked together first in 1968. Bob Kaye, for those of you who are wondering, once in a while you hear his voice here. He's been in the radio business for as long as I have. And he and I worked together first in Boston at WBZ in 1968. I've been friends, colleagues. I've worked for him, well, three or four different places over the years. And now he works with me on this program. One of his tasks that he loves is to put these travelogues together, and then he accompanies me with Charlotte as we drive across the country, usually in the spring and the fall. It is the migration to the West. I haven't quite figured out how to do it this year anyway, and not that I wouldn't have liked to have been on the road, but I had no place to go.
I got to
live with Jennifer, because Brendan and I are frustrated. We can't find a place that seems to fit the place that I have there. I rent it out because I can't sell it. And so it's a betwixt and between kind of a thing. Anyway,
Doug's homeless. If you have a home, yeah, for
if you
Doug
have a home for
Angeles,
Doug, please call.
If you have a home in the hills in Hollywood.
Yeah. 5108. Poor Charlotte was shivering this weekend. My heavens.
Aww.
We got the end of the storm. It was all rain, though. It was pouring. I was working.
Yeah, we
Donald
got
and I were working in the fields in Amherst yesterday, collecting big bales of hay. And it was absolutely, we were soaked. I mean, soaked to the skin, just as wet as could be. The Midwest snowstorm the blizzard warnings were in effect over the weekend for Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota, Missouri, Michigan. And what game didn't get played yesterday?
Because
the Minnesota
Vikings.
Didn't the Metrodome collapse or something?
Yep.
That's our video of the day, right?
Yeah, if you go to DougStefan.com, you can see the video of the roof collapsing. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's that. And what's the other video, Clay, that we have up there?
That guy crying.
Oh, John Boehner. Here's Richie, I think you've got the audio for this.
Hold on, let me grab it.
John Boehner, who is the new speaker, the incoming speaker of the House, was on 60 Minutes last night. And you look at him and you think, okay, here's the tough guy. He looks like a tough guy. Looks like a guy who smoked and drank and just got into it over the years. But apparently he is a sensitive new age guy, or at least that's what he wants us to think. I have no reason to
just your kind of guy.
Cynical about him. He isn't afraid to show his emotional side. Has very interesting story from his hometown in Ohio, come up through the ranks as a congressman. And so I guess the question would be, as you hear him, we have a little
was his acceptance speech a few
acceptance.
Weeks back.
Yeah, but there have been other examples, and I don't know whether they've captured them here or not, Richie. The new speaker in waiting, what do you think of him? 800-510-8255, or in general, of men who cry. I cry. You've heard me cry, perhaps, if you've been listening to the program with some regularity over the years. I get emotional.
How How often are we talking, though?
Emotional beings. What's that?
How often are we talking about crying?
About me crying or about him crying or men in general crying?
You asked the question about men in general.
Yeah.
Is there a problem? And I think it's great when men cry because there's a good reason to cry.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, there's
I don't cry,
cry
over spilt milk.
Well, when they cry over girly movies, that's a little much.
Doug, I can make you cry on a dime.
I can, you're rich.
Yeah.
Where's
the
dime?
Hold on a minute.
You're right,
here we go.
Yeah, you are pretty easy. Hold on. Let's play John Boehner crying, and then we can play.
All right.
And then
how bad can the
guy
be if he cries?
Election as Speaker of the House in the next Congress.
In front of the slogan,
A Pledge to America, is now Speaker.
The tireless leadership that he exhibited over at the NRCC, along with his sidekick, Greg Walton. They have done a marvelous job on behalf of our team. And I want to thank all of our candidates, our supporters, our volunteers who've worked so hard to make this moment possible. Let me just say this. It's clear tonight who the winners really are, and that's the American people. It was the American people's voice that was heard at the ballot box, the American people's voice. And listen, I'm going to be brief because we've got real work to do, and frankly, this is not a time for celebration. Not when one out of ten of our fellow citizens is out of work. Not when we've buried our children under a mountain of debt. And not when our Congress is held in such low esteem. This is a time to roll up our sleeves.
When do we get to the
A time to look forward with determination.
We've heard this 100 times.
And to take the first steps toward
building. No, we don't have. Can we edit
this?
What's best for Washington.
Why don't you work on that? And meanwhile, comments at 800-510-8255, although nobody's answering the phone, when somebody gets to it, they'll be happy to...
I'll go get it.
I'll be good, Rich. Thanks. There are some comments coming in on Twitter and Facebook, so if you'd like to be heard, help yourself. What was that about? Help yourself?
Help yourself.
where did H-A-T come from? Hate, I don't know where that came from. The Twitter line, the text line... This is one of those times, I can hear it coming, I can feel it coming. This is one of those days, and maybe it's because it's the 13th, that I will have a hard time getting many sentences out of my mouth. But this is the first time we've been on the air, Jennifer, you and Richie and me, for an hour. Roberta just got here, so
last
she doesn't
hour
know.
Was fine.
Yeah, last hour was fine. But at this moment in time, I'm having a hard time getting my eye teeth to see what I'm saying. 800-510-8255, text line. 646-926-DOUG, right, Clay?
Right.
Twitter.com/Good Day Show.
Right.
Comments coming up in a minute, right?
Right.
14
boss.
Past the hour, right?
Right.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa...
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
The Humana Walmart Preferred RX plan is a new Medicare Part D plan with one national plan premium of $14.80 a month. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, president of Walmart's Health and Wellness Division, the cost savings can really add up.
When it comes to health care, access and affordability continue to be a major problem for millions of older Americans. Through our partnership with Humana, we believe Walmart is standing as an advocate for our customers at a time when they could not need us more.
To learn more, call Humana at 1-800-899-0441, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., or use the Plan Finder tool at walmart.com/rxplan. Other pharmacies are available in the Humana network. Members must continue to pay their Medicare Part B premiums. The benefit information provided herein is a brief summary, not a comprehensive description of benefits. For more information, contact the plan. I'm Ron Jabbers.
John Boehner.
All right.
Real men. Can't cry.
Listen, I don't love you. Know I started out mopping floors, waiting tables, and tending bar at my dad's tavern. I put myself through school, working every rotten job there was, and in every night shift I could find. And I poured my heart and soul into running a small business.
I hope I don't sound like that.
Whoa. And I saw how out of touch Washington had become with the core values of this great nation. I put my name forward and ran for office. So I want to thank my wife, Debbie, my girls, Lindsay and Tricia.
Is he eating a sandwich?
My 11 brothers and sisters.
My girlfriend,
and all my
Georgette.
Friends and neighbors in Ohio. For giving me the chance to serve and the opportunity to stand before you ready to lead. Thank all of you. God bless you. And God bless our country.
The sandwich is amazing.
Sound like he's eating a sandwich.
Sound like he's choking on one.
All right. 800-510-8255. Emil, what do you think about men crying? Do you cry?
Cry? Oh, Doug. Alpha males, especially elected leaders, never, ever, ever reveal their emotions in public. And number two, and lastly, you never, ever reveal what you're thinking. You can't take those tears back, Doug.
Really? So you...
Walking the line with
there
the
you
tears.
There you go.
Woo! Facinelli, you know it best. You see a man cry, you begin to think and wonder.
Yeah, whether he's...
If he's a girly man.
Yeah, right, exactly. Whether he's got all of the things nature intended. All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's...
Remind me not to date him.
Dale, who? That guy?
Yeah.
Dale says, sounds like a double-edged sword. One hand, it makes people wonder if this guy has any stones or is just a big bag of mush. On the other hand, it shows that he's human and is humble enough to empathize with the desires and problems of ordinary Americans. Now, let's see here. Ray says, aw, ain't it sweet? He cries at the drop of a hat. How bad can he be? If you haven't already figured it out, just wait. You'll see. Let's see here. Killabrew says, this is so sweet. Seeing tears in the eyes makes me want to destroy the poor and middle class to support the millionaire class as well. Hey, in the spirit of bipartisanship, let's end Social Security together. Thanks to you and other Republicans. All right, so we go. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Here's Voluptuous, who says a different side between people like him and Beck bedwetting is getting the home of the Republicans.
You might have to repeat that. All I heard was Beck bedwetting.
Oh, my God. He doesn't have a lot of support from some of our listeners. 21 after on Good Day.
Daddy, please don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy together.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. There's no matter how far away you roam. If you long for the sunshine and the friendly game.
The Glen Campbell was not.
It's
a holiday tune from Garth Brooks.
My buddy Garth.
Who was on Larry King and had a couple of interesting admissions, including he views himself as a soccer mom. Yep, he sure does.
Well,
yeah. And what else does he do? Well, let's see. Maybe I can paraphrase some of what he said.
Tell me which cut it is. Which one, Doug?
Jennifer, will you slap him?
Hold on.
Ah, soccer mom.
I went to a lot of soccer games, yeah. I was a soccer mom, and still am. You know, the most important days, we were talking about this the other day, the most important days, more than any Grammy Award thing or anything, is the day that you're responsible for snacks. After the
That's
game.
Right. That's
oh, my God. These kids look at you like nobody's ever looked at you before, because that's your role, and that's very important.
Yeah. It's also important to pay attention. My good mood is going down the tubes, and you're responsible for it.
Just move along, then.
I am.
You want to cry for a second? You want me here? Yeah. You want to stop?
I think I'm
go ahead. Cry. Show us your inner emotions. You're deadly.
He didn't play the cover time. Oh, get him wrong. Oh, 25 after on Good Day. I'm actually happy because Buttercup, one of our more mature cows, I just gave birth about a half hour ago to a nice heifer calf. And in March, remember the first day of calving in the spring this year when I think we had two or three calves on the first day. Usually happens around the 1st or 2nd of April because we put, like, sort of clockwork. We have a breeding schedule. Don't like to have the calves born in the bad weather. So January, February, and March.
Yeah, how did you get some this late?
Yeah, this time of year.
Well, because we had the bull.
It got slow.
With the, actually, this cow was hard to breed, so it took a little long. We had to take it when it got. It's okay in December. It isn't good when it gets real, real cold. But fortunately, it's like 40 here today after the rain blew through. It was 54 yesterday at one point during the rains. A torrential. My God, what rain we had yesterday. Anyway,
can
but it's sort
a
of a milestone.
Question?
You can ask me what?
A breeding question.
A breeding. Yes, you may ask me a question about
so
breeding.
Do they get visited by the turkey baster, or do you have like a bull that kind of stumbles in and says, hey?
Both of those things. There are
really?
Two different ways. The artificial It's not quite like a turkey baster. It's about 3.5 feet.
The Octomom method.
Well, it's a, in a sense, it's a rod that's 3.5 feet long.
And the, you prefer to send me a calendar with that.
Get my finger on the button here.
The breeder puts a plastic arm. I haven't got my camera's not working right. But anyway, the plastic arm glove goes up to his shoulder. He puts that on.
Oh,
do you have an extra? Because it's Christmas.
Yeah. And so the device that holds the sperm that must be placed in the where the ovaries are, the farmer or the breeder takes that long rod and he goes in and he finds the place where it belongs and he literally places the sperm on top of the place.
Yeah, come on, let's say.
So the cow is named the gave birth anyway.
There's enough
Buttercup.
Farm talk there for you, everybody.
Buttercup.
On my uncle's dairy farm.
But Jennifer asked the question.
Yeah, and I actually have another one.
I don't know that we wanted that.
I just remember.
She asked me the question.
It's about nature, weirdo.
It's about nature, exactly. What's the matter with you, Rich?
You know what? I'm not sure that I want to be riding around in my minivan, taking the kids to school, getting the
Why shouldn't
lesson.
You know what? That's the problem with America.
Yeah.
Nobody understands how life continues. I'm not ashamed whatsoever.
Yeah.
I will tell stories like that all day long. Children need to know.
On my uncle's farm, they use real arms.
Where these babies come from.
They don't have that rod. I'm serious.
Use what?
They use a real arm from the vet.
Oh my God.
Your arm has to carry the material in there.
It's a long glove, I'll tell you that.
You know, Doug, I love it when you talk so romantic.
You like it?
Yeah.
I brought you to tears, did I, Roberta?
You put tears in my eyes.
28 after.
Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, with the popularity of internet-ready devices skyrocketing, Sprint and T-Mobile are promising an aggressive 4G product lineup in 2011. Will these tablets allow Sprint and T-Mobile to compete with the carriers hawking the iPad? In other news, Zeta Interactive's Buzz Award went to YouTube for being the most talked-about social media site in 2010. The awards are based on mentions of the site on the top 125 social networking sites, taking into account positive and negative mentions as well as the volume of mentions. With Flickr trailing just behind in second place, social media users have made video and photo sharing a top priority. And finally, after losing the confidentiality of over 250,000 documents to a CDR labeled Lady Gaga, the U.S. military has placed a ban on all removable storage. Is this precautionary measure enough to prevent future leaks, or is it just a superficial fix to a deeper problem? Either way, military personnel are going to have a harder time trading pop songs. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, Black Forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Intuit Small Business presents Invoices in 30 Seconds. Just open Intuit QuickBooks, type in the who, what, where, when, and how much, and voila! A professional invoice ready to print or email in under 30 seconds, giving me ample time to do the backstroke through this swimming pool of cherry gelatin. I'm stuck. Try Intuit QuickBooks online free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off. off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Leg.
All right, 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You know, the day started out so wonderfully well.
And it's, yeah, it just keeps on getting
kind of going down and down and
we'll
down
get it back.
And down. Yeah, we can get it back. I'm gonna share the story that you guys heard me talking about off the air. And this may bring me to a tear, Richie.
Yeah,
so
this
those
one
of you
be
who
okay.
are like Emil, you can take your best shot. I live in the neighborhood where I grew up. Most people know that. Now, I wouldn't have had, if I were on the road today, I wouldn't even have this knowledge. And I wasn't around yesterday when my friends across the street, the Willises lived there when I was a kid. We were just talking about the families and the sons all being the same age and how everybody's gone from the neighborhood but me. I remember talking a couple of years ago. Was it a couple of years ago? Almost 2 years ago, when the matriarch, this guy Doc Willis, was a bone surgeon, osteopath, and everybody in town. When we were all kids playing whatever games we did or sports that we were involved in, he was the guy who fixed everybody when we were kids. Broken bones, you know, fractures. And he was so matter-of-fact about everything. He was the coolest cucumber you could possibly imagine. And he worked until he was 74, 73, 74. And then he couldn't hold his hands quite as steadily as he had, so he just decided he'd quit. And a long time ago, I would say they've been across the street. Well, they were in the house across the street from this farm where I am before I built. They've been there about that family's been there about 40 years. But we all knew each other as kids. So anyway, Doc Willis passed away at 94, a year and a half. And he stayed at home. And he used to come down here, walk all the time. The day before he died, he walked down my driveway, a long, long driveway off the road. And his wife would always come with him. And after he died, his wife continued. She was going blind, and she had a cane, and her name was Bertine. And she would walk down and always, always, always had a smile and a wonderful way about her. So I remember the day her husband died, I went up to the house and I had breakfast. And we were chatting about some of these things. And she was really extraordinarily philosophical. As most people, when you get older, you're really philosophical about death. When you're going along, last week you may have heard me talking about this fellow that used to work for me. Who died a week ago today at 54 of an aneurysm. And I described what it was like standing last Thursday night. I think Friday morning I did this, Rich. I described how it looked, how I felt looking at his body in the casket. And what went through, we all have these, what goes through your mind and how you bring yourself around to the realities of aging. And I was sort of tickled yesterday because Donald, who's my age, works with me on the farm. Donald and Edgar and I are all about the same age, and you hear me talking about them all lovingly all the time because they're the core of what goes on here. Well, Donald and I were in a field out in Amherst loading bales of hay onto the trucks that we had, and I was jumping up on the back of the truck, putting the chains on and putting the straps on, and he was talking about how spry I was and how, you know, we didn't act our age and wondered out loud what it would be like in 20 years for us, yada, yada. So anyway, I tell you the story because of the perspective that we all sort of have on life and its gifts, life and its moments, life and its sadness. And it is kind of a shame in a sense that we are the only beings who understand what our real fate is, although I'm convinced that animals understand it, but we don't communicate with them well enough to understand what their understanding is. So when I think about Bertine, though, all I can think about is this wonderful, sweet lady walking across the street, up and down the driveway, looking at the cows, looking at the calves, going into the barn. And so when her son just came in just now, just came into the studio with Edgar to tell me his mom had passed away over the weekend. And I remember, it seems that it happens in this room, Richie, because this is really the heart. Yeah. I'm in this room more than I am any other room in the house except my bedroom. So then there's a trail, the feng shui trail that leads right in to this room. And so I remember when Tommy Hansen came in and told me that his dad died last summer.
I remember that.
And it was like, okay, how do I deal with this? How do I, I need to go back on the air. I need to, okay, so I know the story. And I can't just not tell the story because it wouldn't be fair. I would be distracted. Now that I can tell the story, I'm okay about it. But I am very saddened, actually, by her because she was a wonderful woman. And it sort of brings, she's the last person from that group of people that were my parents' generation. My father, where he's still to be alive, would be 96 right now. My mother, where she'd to still be alive, she'd be 89. And but my mother's been gone since she was 50, so it's, you know, in essence, you know, that doesn't even compute. My father's been gone for 6 years. It sort of computes, but these guys were all friends. Willis and the guy who ran the farm where I now live were all compatriots, and they were all friends. And he was the last one, and she was the last one. So they're literally. I remember saying this to my children. When my father died, there's no more barrier. You know, there's nothing, there's no stop, there's no...
Right, you're number, you're leveled.
I'm number one now. And it's really, it's a pretty interesting, you grasp, you know, you take care of yourself and you do as much as you can and you enjoy what you're doing and, you know, make the most out of life. But there is I don't feel like there's anything between me and the wall now. And I don't know.
How bad is that?
I don't know.
Does that freak you out?
You know, it doesn't really, actually, because I think that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm a good person that does good things. And, we know, whatever the out is, it's the out.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to think every once in a while that I'll be the last man standing. And whether that's somebody who's a psychologist would probably be.
I remember, obviously at 46 now, I don't have your perspective yet, but I remember.
I've known you since you were 32.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that's weird in itself.
Yeah.
But for me, one of the big game changers was when you kind of become the adult with your parents.
Yeah.
You know, when kind of your parents, it goes from them taking care of you to kind of, and I don't take care of my parents, but I help them with things.
I took care of my father.
Right. So I kind of, I'm on the, I take care of them more than they take care of me on things now. And it's getting towards the point where I will be taking care of them more and more.
Yeah.
And my brothers and I do. We help take care of them.
Why not?
More than they take care of us. And when making that transition, you sit back and look at it like you are right now this transition, and you go, wow.
Well,
really,
so in a way,
it's weird.
I give it over more Brendan than Megan, because Megan, Mary, has her life. But Brendan has become very much the care, I don't want to say caregiver or caretaker, but the person who's helping Tony through what is turning out to be a pretty tough time in her life. And over the weekend, he spent a lot of time with me on the phone, going to various places that we were looking at to try to find a place for me to camp out for the winter when I go out there. But it's interesting because he will say to me, now that you mention that, Richie, this is good, this is not good, and I
you just trust it, right?
Right, I do. I trust his judgment because he knows what I want or what I like or what would be good for everybody involved, and I give him that credibility. He's 33. He ought to be able to figure that stuff out.
See, he's just starting that same trip, because for years you took care of him, even in his young adult life.
Oh, yeah.
You took care of him. Now you don't need to take care of him so much.
Uh-uh.
And then in the coming years, he will help take care of you.
But you know what?
And he will just look at that and he will be like, this is freaking me out.
Right. But it's the other side of it, Richie, is that we are all here to help. I had this conversation with one of the people that works with me on the farm yesterday morning. And it's something that I say all the time on the air. We are all here to help. And I think that's if we had more of that in our stones, then we would be getting along. Things would be better in the world than they are, frankly. But I would use the Willises as an example. Those people helped more people than you could count. Doc Willis used to go along. He used to come get the tractor and go plow and harrow and work in the field. Never wanted to get paid. He enjoyed being on the tractor. He enjoyed doing all that stuff. And he did it up until he was like 90, 91. He was very happy to do that sort of thing. And it's that sort of stuff. Keeping busy and active, it keeps your mind healthy and open. And by the way, Bertine, I said to her son who came in, I'm sort of quizzing because I saw her. We were just remembering last time I saw her was a month ago today. And he said, just old age, she just tired and she just stopped breathing. Should have had any illness, she just stopped at 95. Not bad.
No, that's actually a
decent
age. She didn't have anything to suffer
with. He said the last couple, 3 weeks, the hospice people have been in there because she's been failing. But she didn't. She has nothing. She didn't have anything.
She didn't have any disease or cancer.
Nope. Just stopped. So that says something, isn't it? Kind of interesting how that sort of relates. We move on, however. And with good thoughts for Bertine Willis, we now move to good thoughts for Roberta Fasanelli, who is our queen of cheap. The GoodDayShow.com's website has all these things that are featured. And, Roberta, I guess we can do this now, Richie, right?
Sure.
Give us a little time for Jennifer. Good things today, Roberta.
Well, if you missed Cyber Monday a couple of weeks ago, eBay is having a second Cyber Monday sale. Now, if you don't know about eBay, all you do is go to eBay.com. And you shop through the site, and you get automatically, like, lots of money off. Like, let's say you want to buy from Fossil, 14% off, Petco, 12% off, Foot Locker, 10% off, Disney, 10% off, Old Navy, Gap, 8%, Barnes & Noble's, 8%. So all you got to do is just go to eBay.com and shop through the site, and you automatically gets that discount, which is really incredible. Redbox, three rentals for a buck. So that's like 33 and a third cents per rental, something like that. It's a Groupon. Now, if you don't know about Groupon, Groupon, I've been in the news a lot lately. It's basically like multiple buying. A lot of people buy into something, and then the coupon gets activated, and you get really, really, really good deals. You got to get that coupon by, what's the 13th? By tomorrow, the 14th, but it's good through March 10th of next year. Amazon continuing their free Christmas music. Today they have Angels We Have Heard on High by Chantelier. And it's the entire CD or album or download or whatever the heck you want to call it. But it's part of Amazon's 25 days of free Christmas music. We've got a great $5 off printable coupon for Shrek Forever or the Holiday Double DVD pack. If your kid loves Shrek, this is something for them, $5 off. And here's a great gift to give someone. I love giving charity gifts at Christmas, like in someone's name. Groupon has a charity gift that you can give to DonorsChoose.org. It's a 501c3 or charity organization serving U.S. public schools in all 50 states, and teachers post their wish lists on the site, and then you can give so that they can fulfill the teachers' wish lists. Well, on Groupon, you can, for $10, you can give $25 worth of aid for these public school projects.
That's cool.
So basically, your donation at $10 is multiplied by 2.5 times.
My mom signed up for that for her school.
Oh, did
school.
She? And oh, okay.
So you know cameras and different things for the kids to use. It's really a cool program.
Okay, so it worked for your mom. That's terrific. That's really great. Everything is tax deductible. The $10 you pay is tax deductible. You can support the public school project of your choice. So this is a really great way. You buy this, and you can give it as a gift, buy it in someone's name, and print out the coupon for them and show them that this is what you gave them for the holidays. $10 for $25 worth of aid for public schools.
Very sweet. Good job, Roberta. Queen of Cheap Box at gooddayshow.com. Jennifer checks the television news and stories for us in just a moment on Good Day.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
If you're buying baked goods for the holidays, review the nutrition label. If it says partially hydrogenated on it, it contains trans fat. But there are healthier options. Many baked goods manufacturers are now using oils like canola oil and palm oil as alternatives to trans fat. These can replace unhealthy trans fats that were once widely used in baking and still are common in some holiday baked goods. Stacy Day, a registered dietitian in Philadelphia.
Through the holiday season, we especially enjoy baked treats. And many of these products today, saturated fats are being used to replace trans fat because they add the texture that makes them taste great. Palm oil, a natural blend of saturated and unsaturated fat, is a healthier alternative to trans fat and is widely used in baked goods today. Remember, check the nutrition label to avoid trans fat. And no matter what's in your holiday treats, eat them in moderation.
For more information on palm oil and baked goods, visit AmericanPalmOil.com. I'm John Dridden.
All right, let's get to our television update. Jennifer Horn is here to take care of the folks who are dating on Dancing with the Stars. Maxim Chermahuja, how do you pronounce that?
Cherkowski or something.
Chermakowski.
Yeah.
I knew that guy.
You did.
And Cheryl Burke are an item.
He used to be with Karina Smirnoff. They were engaged, but then she broke it off.
Really? So mm-hmm. He's a two-timing, can't-be-trusted kind of a guy, right?
Or maybe not. Maybe he's a nice guy.
Maybe he is a nice guy. Just likes the women.
Cheryl Burke gets linked to everybody. It's kind of
does she really?
Mm-hmm. She dates everybody.
Apparently. Sort of like John Mayer?
Yes.
Really?
Not like guys. That, no.
All right, Jillian Michaels is leaving The Biggest Loser.
Oh, no.
You didn't know that?
What are we going to do?
I don't know. They already have somebody new.
Yeah.
She says she wants to be a mommy.
Yeah, she's going to adopt. That's the big news.
Yeah, is that the big news?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What about the latest from Jersey Shore? You got anything on them?
I don't, but I have news about the Hasselhoffs, which are almost as big a train wreck.
All right, let's
not quite. The Hasselhoffs, you know, they have that new show on A&E,
Yes.
That ran for 2 weeks in a row.
Right.
Yeah, it's Ooh. Done now.
Done.
No, they're 10 episodes, but the ratings were so bad, they're going to kill the last eight. So,
really?
And I saw the show. Yeah. Good move, Annie.
Yeah.
Also in the news, Larry Hagman, who used to be on Dallas, he's going to join the cast of Desperate Housewives on ABC. That's kind of cool news. And then this is kind of a sad one, Dougie. Kira Sedgwick's contract is up next year on The Closer, and she doesn't want to continue, so The Closer will end next year in its seventh
really?
Season. Yeah.
Why doesn't she want to continue one movie?
She wants to try other stuff.
Back to the movies.
Yeah, back to something.
That is too bad. That's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's too bad. It's 51 after. Stay tuned for Sarah Palin.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
15%.
But Adam, 53 minutes after the hour, we'll have a picture of the newest calf. I was talking about Buttercup having her little heifer calf. We have her all snuggled with a little calf. You'll see that in a few minutes. Calf was born an hour ago, and you'll see it on the website in the next few minutes. Kind of a cool thing. Also, speaking of cool, we were talking about some of the television events that are going on. The Situation is not doing so well with his book. Apparently, that book, Here's the Situation, A Guide to Creeping on Chicks, Avoiding Grenades, and Getting Your GTL on the Jersey Shore.
You're mad I didn't have this in the TV report, seriously?
4,000 copies, and that was it.
Who
of this
would
whole
buy
thing.
That
and they gave him like a $400,000 advance. I mean, maybe people are getting coming back to sense.
I'm going to buy you all that for Christmas.
Thank you, Jennifer. Very sweet.
I
did watch Sarah Palin's Alaska for a while last night.
I love it.
Only because I was very interested
such
in the
train wreck
chemistry between her and Kate Gosland. Because the story was they never talked to each other. When the camera wasn't on, they ignored each other. When the camera was on, they seemed to play a little. And I thought it was interesting because the husband drives the Cadillac Escalade around. And The ladies are in the back seat, and the kids are all on the way back. And Sarah's on one side, and Kate's on the other. And Sarah is playing with her iPhone, and sort of talking. But it was a nice insight into reality, how people really are. The camera was on, yeah, but yet it seemed like there was some reality to it. I suppose that's reality TV. But it just sort of caught her when she wasn't prepared to make a speech. All that, whenever you see Sarah Palin, it's always some formal setting, or she's speaking to somebody, or she's in a television. You know, they were showing. Apparently, they still live up there. She has a set that she does her, what she calls her hits for Fox News, the television set up in her camera set up in her home. So, that's swell. I guess if you can do it, I wouldn't want to live up there. If you could live somewhere else, but to each his own. So anyway, I was watching as they were talking about bears and going hunting, and they were getting tips on what goes on if they go out and go camping. And in fact, they did go out to try to go camping. But poor baby Kate complained about the camping conditions, and she was the only one, though. Her children, apparently, if you were watching this, they were having a blast. Here's,
we are not camping people. I'll scream it from mountaintops.
Oh, man, this is just ridiculous.
Why would you pretend to be homeless? I don't get it. I just don't get the concept.
There's no paper towels. Like, how do you make sandwiches for 8 kids on your arm?
I don't see a table. I don't see utensils. I don't see hand cleansing materials. This is not ideal conditions. I am freezing to the bone. I have 19 layers on. My hands are frigid. I held it together as long as I could, and I'm done now. I'm hungry.
Okay, the backstory is that it was 55 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really not necessarily treacherous conditions. No, get a blanket.
She looks... I've never really paid a lot of attention to her before, all of the stuff that you hear about her. But watching her on this show makes me think...
She knows how to create the drama for the TV.
But yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, here Kate tells Sarah that she's had it.
Sarah, all hail you, Amazon woman.
Are you having fun?
This is where our likenesses end. Dead stop.
This is what we did for our fun and entertainment growing up.
We're out of here. Thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How are you going to break it to the children?
We're going where there's warmth and dryness.
Some creature comforts.
Are you staying here for real?
Yeah. I have to put my bear training to use, right? My bear watch.
I'm just cold to the bone, like even with all the layers. All right, say bye.
Okay, stay dry. Stay warm. You guys stay warm.
Gripping. Man, I was glued to it.
Can you believe this drivel makes it on? Who watches this stuff?
That shows you how bad the Hasselhoff show was.
Why can't we have a television show? Why can't we have a television show? We all get along too well. I hate you, Jennifer.
I'm going to get a bad haircut and then leave.
They would need to focus on you and I.
My 8 kids.
Roberta, I've had it with you, too.
Yeah, me too, Doug.
Yeah, you've had it with you too?
Yeah, me too.
How about
I've
Reese?
Had it with me too.
I've had it with you three.
Trust me.
Roberta, Jennifer, and Richie, I've had it with all of you.
We're out of here.
I could wind you up for the cameras, no problem.
Yeah, so what's the problem?
That's where I excel, actually.
I know it is, Richie, yeah.
Hey, Mr.
My
Director.
God, if people are watching that stuff.
Hey, Mr. Director, watch this.
Oh, yeah. 59 after on Good Day.
You want to see him get really mad?